We conclude the show today with a discussion on Hexavia, a business brand strategy, corporate training, and management consulting company. They build businesses and brands, develop business plans, marketing and brand strategy concepts, documents, processes, and they actually organize a lot of trainings and strategy sessions for business people and organizations. One of them is the Hexavian Masterclass, which we will be hearing about very, very soon. Izu Uoma is here. He's the CEO of Hexavia. Hi.
It's been a very good year for a lot of us. I mean, the truth about it is that if you're not aiming too high, then you're aiming too low. A lot of people knew this year was going to be tough. Everybody knew that last year. How prepared are you? So what I'm basically looking at is, for this new year, how best can we leverage on where the country is going to? I mean, the truth about the mystery of capital is, for every loss, there's a win. For the falling in oil price and the increase in exchange rate, there's somebody somewhere who's winning. So it's the 80-20 principle. 80% of the world would work for 20% of the people. 80% would be misery and 20% would succeed. So let's not whine about it. The question is, what are we Nigerians doing? How can we run businesses that are world-class? Businesses that we can be proud to say that we own those businesses. Businesses that we can transfer to our kids. So what I'm saying is, how can we run structured businesses? Businesses that can run without us. If you're driving now and you're listening, ask yourself this simple question. For how long can you live your lifestyle? That good lifestyle, that fancy car, the house. For how long can you live that lifestyle if you stop doing what you're doing right now? If you're an employee, ask yourself, can I keep living my lifestyle if I quit my job right now? And until you can answer those questions, you keep running in circles. If you knew better, you'd do better. Anybody can fall off a ladder by accident, but nobody climbs a ladder by accident. I've learned something about focus is, when you give yourself, your whole self, into something, that thing normally gives itself back to you. It's a lot of focus. I was reading something yesterday. It was a story on Warren Buffett. He said that the first time he met Bill Gates was a few years ago, and then it was a setup. Bill Gates' mom invited Warren Buffett and Bill Gates to dinner.
Okay.
And then at that dinner, Bill Gates' mom asked the both of them, there were other people on that dinner table,
mm-hmm.
What was the one factor that made all of them successful in that table? And they all just said it at the same time, in one instance, that it was focus. That was focused, that nothing else. Because I've seen this, a lot of Nigerian businesses don't succeed because they're not focused. Today you're doing one type of business, tomorrow you're doing another business. Once there's an opportunity, you jump into it. Which is the mentality that we get from school.
Yeah.
I mean, we close of time, we just went to school to read any course. So because we read any course, we graduate with any grade. And because we graduate with any grade, we come out looking for any job. You don't succeed that way. It has to be intentional. You have to be able to set out and say, look, this is what I want to do. I want to build a world-class Nigerian brand. I want to build a company where my kids can walk in because it can be transgenerational. I want to build a company where my customers are enthusiastic to buy. So when they give me money, they're not giving me from their pockets, but they're giving me from their hearts. I want to have a company where people wake up in the morning to go to work and they're not upset. You have to have those intentions. You have to lay them out. You have to have a theme. I mean, this is the new year, and it hit my spirit that a lot of people who do new resolutions don't even keep the resolutions. But people who do themes, just take one central thought, one unifying thought, and say, okay, you know what, this year I'm going to build this.
Mm.
You know, for last year, what we did last year was our theme was synergy. So we said, okay, what we're going to do this year is we're going to build a theme around what we do. It's just going to be synergy. For you, it could be growth. For you, it could be sacrifice. It could be anything. But just have one thought. It's the law of focus. And that's what a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people don't do. But if you knew better, you would do better. There's nothing more draining than discussing a 4x4 idea with a 2x2 mind. And this happens with organizations. Because you don't have a good communication channels with your employees, it's usually hard for your employees to connect to what you're saying until you can put them all in a room and have strategy sessions with them. Have someone fire them up. You know, they keep acting like 2x2 minds. And 2x2 minds can't build 4x4 organizations. So I think that if you're asking yourself what is the best thing you can invest in right now, I think the best thing would be you, yourself. I mean, invest in your mind. When was the last time you went for a training? When was the last time you sat down under the influence of someone who knows better, a network of entrepreneurs, a network of executives? I mean, top-level executives who have wealth of knowledge from different environments. Because I learned that when you put everybody in a room and then there's a facilitation, you'd be shocked at the things you learn from each other. None of us is as smart as all of us, which is the reason why we set up this whole business club and the masterclass. So if you're interested to attend the Hexavian Masterclass, which is a full-day intensive class on business, branding, strategy, and management, just send a text to 080-35-20-28-91. Just say interested to 080-35-20-28-91. The fee is 60,000. What we're saying in essence is that if you're going to build a great business in the 21st century, you must bring organizations, you must build businesses where people are happy to give testimonies. I'm very proud to say that, without doubt, that this is what I've decided to do with my life, and I'm very grateful for the fact that a lot of people believe in the class, and the class has been able to grow.